The more time you spend in the Word, the more your faith is increased. You know, faith is a lifestyle. It's what we do. It's who we are. Faith is like our DNA. It's part of us. It's something. It's inside of us, right? When we walk by faith, we're expressing to God that we have confidence and we trust in Him and in His Word. In Romans chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Habakkuk 2, verse 4 says, "Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." You know, as Christians, we walk by faith. That's what we do. The just in you and me walk by faith. In Galatians, it talks about that, 3:11. And Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 also talks about it. Living a life of faith pleases God. And you are to walk by faith and not by sight. That's what we do. We walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." That's what the Scripture says. You know, the word sight refers to, really, it falls into the sense realm. We can't just have a relationship with Christ based upon just emotions only or feelings. It's more than that. We can feel a lot of things, and some people get caught up in those feelings. And they think that the more feelings they have, the more faith they have, or the more religious they are. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. It's more than just that. I love it when the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart and the goosebumps raise up, you know, and the hair stands up on the back of your neck and you can just feel the presence of God. There's nothing more special than that. But it's more than just that feeling. It's more than just the emotion. Romans 10, verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, "Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who came upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And that doesn't mean just some. It means all. No matter who you are, what color you are, where you're from, what state you're from, that means all. That means Donald Trump and Joe Biden both. Come on now. If they call upon the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen? Now, I don't get up here and preach politics. I don't think this is a place for it. This is a place to share the Word of God. But the Scripture says all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All means every one of us. Your righteousness is not based upon on good works either. It's based on what God has done. You know, confessing your sins and believing in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you receive salvation. That's simple. That's what we all believe. Amen? We've been taught that. We've been told that. But that's the truth. But that's the start of your faith. That's the start of your faith. Your faith walk. You know, the more word you speak, the more you read your Bible, the more you get into the Word, the greater your faith becomes. You start to understand. You can't understand if you don't know. And you don't know because you've not read or been told. Whether it's from me up here, or whether it's from another minister, or whether it's from reading. But reading's most important, and I encourage it. Read your Bibles. Study the Word. Meditate on it. It will come. It will be revealed to you in time. I'll tell you, as many times as I've read some scriptures, I read, and you know, probably the 30th time I've read the same scripture, it's like, whoa, wait a second, I never caught that before. It just comes out, and God reveals something to me at the time where He needed me to speak, or I needed it for myself. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." It's a gift. Every Christian has been given a measure of faith. We all start out with a faith level when you become born again. We get a measure of faith. Romans 12:3 says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." So we all have this measure of faith given to us. You know, our level of faith, it kind of varies from one to another. When you spend time meditating and doing the Word of God, it starts to increase. You know, it depends on when you were saved, and not only, but this measure of faith is given to you by the amount of time you spend with God. I believe that. I've seen some pretty young people that were, man, their faith was just rock solid. I mean, they had a huge measure of faith. And I've seen some people that I won't say old, but elderly, maybe up in your years, I don't know, that had very little faith. Good Christians, that's right, Teddy. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, "So then by faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." You can't believe the Word unless you first hear it. You can't have confidence or faith in something that you have no knowledge of. That's my point. People say they don't understand because they really haven't read, and when they read it, they have to meditate on it. Then it's revealed. Does that make sense? Our faith positions us to become overcomers. And I know, man, we're going through some crazy stuff right now, really, in our world today. We look, and I mean, we have stuff going on in Afghanistan, and we need to be praying for our Christian fellowship over in Afghanistan that are being persecuted and martyred right now. We have Christian churches there that were underground churches that are just being wiped out. Our faith positions us to be overcomers. 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." It's our faith. Our faith is our victory. Remember that song? Faith is our victory. Faith is our victory. That's what that means. Our faith is our victory. We keep the faith, right? We endure through things and we keep the faith no matter what goes on. No matter what this world throws at us. This is a temporary here. Whatever it is, COVID, whatever it is, war, whatever it is, hurricanes, all these things that happen will happen. As long as we're here on this earth, things will happen. We'll go through things. But our faith, that's our victory. We win because of the victory at the cross. We win because of what Jesus did. When we walk by faith, we are walking in the confidence of God's Word. You know, the devil wants you to believe that he wants you to believe in what you can see. But the unseen spiritual realm is more real than what you can see. That's why Paul said we don't fight with flesh against flesh and blood. We fight against spiritual things. We fight against things that we don't see. Those things. We can't see it. But we fight because we have trust in Jesus Christ, and our faith in Him wins those battles. Amen?
Amen.
He fights those battles for us. The spiritual realm is eternal, while the natural realm is temporary. Those things here on this earth are just temporal, and I know sometimes they're tough. I've said this many times. I said it's like being, this world sometimes is like being thrown out in the middle of a blackberry patch with no pants on. You don't know which way to go, but every which way you're going to go, it's going to hurt. You can see past it, but it's like you got to get there. And sometimes it's like that, and we just have to go through it, right? We just have to endure and go through it, and whether we like it or not. When we put our trust and confidence in God's Word, it will produce victory. Remember that. Another point this morning is faith without action is ineffective. Faith without action is ineffective. Your faith should be should reflect your actions. Who you are, what you do, how you talk, what you say. You know, people watch that, of course. But who you are is what you do in situations is how people judge your faith. But God knows that already. If you believe God's word, you need to demonstrate your faith by acting out what you believe. Faith without works is dead. That's what that means. Doesn't mean your good works will get you to heaven, because they won't. But your faith in what you do, you know, you do. I'll go on. Let's go on. Let us look to the Word of God. Most of all, always look to the Word of God. All right? In James, it says, be doer. James 1, chapter 22, or verse 22. Chapter 1, verse 22. Get that straight. Faith put into action can be seen. All right? Faith put into action can be seen. But be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. You know, your faith is reflected in everything that you do. Everything that you do reflects the faith that you have. And faith is an evidence of your actions. And, you know, we can tell a lot about each other. We can tell a lot about each other, how we deal with situations, about where our faith is. And I know we're not here to judge each other, because we're not. We're here to build each other up. Because some people have a different measure of faith than others. And it's not for us to say, hey, I'm better than that person because I have a higher measure, or a greater measure of faith. It's about saying, hey, brother, because I'm a little stronger, let me lift you up out of the mud and help you. Amen?
Amen.
That's what it's about. Faith is an attitude that must be displayed through our actions. People see God working through us. That's why he says, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. I know lots of people that just come to church on Sunday, they hear a message and they go home and it just doesn't sink in. It doesn't change anything in their life. Jesus says, hey, go make disciples. Go pray with somebody. Go help a widow out. Go help an orphan out. Go do these things. We hear that all the time. Don't be this or don't be that. I know there's a lot of don't be's, but there's also a lot of do's, goods.
Don't do that.
put your faith into action by doing things that line up with the Word of God. That's what we have to do. Sometimes faith and action is simply resting in the confidence that God has already taken care of your situation. It's not about always displaying some big thing that you've done. Simply just trusting. Faith without a proper action, though, is ineffective. James 2, verse 17 says, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." You know, what we do reflects what we believe in. It really does. That's why he said, you hear it and you're not doing it, then what you're hearing is meaningless. You have very little faith in what you're reading. You know, the Word of God must be combined with faith in order to yield results. It's really what it comes down to. And as a Christian, we should be willing to go to great lengths to demonstrate our faith. That's why we do the things that we do as a church. We demonstrate those things that God is telling us to do to the community so that they can see it and say, man, I know what they believe, where their faith is, or they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. You know, we find all kinds of things in the Bible about that. You know, we have to have confidence in God's ability to bring His Word to life. It's real. You know, we have an example of the woman with the issue of blood who believed that if she could just touch the hem of His garment, that she'd be healed. That was it. That's all she believed. If she could just touch. Then we have the centurion's servant that was paralyzed and tormented. He believed and was healed. Then there's the guys that tore the roof off of the house so that they could let their buddy down through the roof. That was works and faith. Most of us would be pretty aggravated if our buddies tore a hole in our roof and, right? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, but without action, it's ineffective. Jesus recognized those guys' faith for letting that guy down through the roof and tearing a hole in the roof, and guess what? He was healed because of it. I'll say this morning, we don't need to act in the opposite way to what we say we believe. If we believe in Jesus and we believe in His Word and we believe, we need to act like we do. And that's work. It's not easy. Take up your cross and follow me, He says. It's not easy in this world that we live in that has so many distractions and so many temptations. And we're spoiled here in America, so spoiled. When God tells you to do something and you do it, you're acting in faith. Hebrews 11:32 says this, "And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and also of David and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong and became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection." Wow. It takes faith to get results from the Word. And a lifestyle of faith always comes expecting God's word to take place and work. You know, faith is not just believing. It is believing combined with a specific word that you receive from God's word. God tells us, when we read the scripture, he tells us what we need to do to each of us. But it comes with this belief. That's the key thing. We have to believe. Faith is confidence, assurance, and certainty in God's word. Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, faith doesn't need to see, hear, or smell, or touch in order to believe. We just believe, right? We believe what the Bible says, that Jesus died upon a cross. He gave his life for each and every one of us. We believe that. We weren't there. We didn't see it. But we believe in it. We have to meditate on the word to be successful in life, I believe, as a Christian, as a believer. You know, to meditate is to ponder or to speak or to think about Scripture until you get a revelation from it. And the old sayings of that, they would say that's praying through. You prayed through. You prayed until you got peace in your heart. You prayed through until the Lord spoke to you and you knew that, okay, whatever, Lord, it's in your hands. I found peace. When you apply the word to situations and you see it work, this helps, though, increase our faith, doesn't it? I know many of us have testimonies of things that God has done for us. Sometimes those are just little things and they really don't mean much to other people, but boy, they sure mean something to me. I prayed for things and it didn't seem, it was small to anybody else around me, but when it was done, I was like, thank you, God. I know that was you that did that. It couldn't have been anybody else. You know, all this stuff going on around us, you know, I don't understand everything. I don't understand why we have to endure the things that we endure. That's probably the most asked question right now, is why would such a good and gracious God make us go through some of the things that we go through down here on this earth? I don't understand it all. Why good pastors that are doing good works and trying to do what God wants them to do get COVID and die? I don't understand those things. I'm sure that the early Christians in the book of Acts didn't understand why Stephen was stoned to death after preaching one message. But because of what he did, it set things into motion. The windows of heaven opened up and he saw into heaven. I'm sure that some of the others didn't understand that. But you know, by faith, we trust in the one who saves us. That it's not about what this temporary thing that we see and the things that we go through. It's about the eternal things. And the eternal things are forever. And ever and ever and ever and ever. So like I said, sometimes faith and action is just simply resting in the confidence that God has already taken care of the situation. Sometimes we just got to trust Him. Just trust Him. So Where's your faith at this morning? What level are you on this morning? Only you know that. Truly. So I encourage you to read. Read your scripture. Read your Bible. Study the Word. Meditate on it. Pray. Let us be doers of the Word, not just hearers of the Word. Let us not live by sight. Let us just live by trusting. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I spoke your word, Lord, and Lord, I hope that anyone here this morning that is struggling with their faith, and that they be encouraged and just to trust you more. Lord, I pray that we become doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. But Lord, I just pray for an increase of faith here this morning. Lord, help us to trust you more by doing what you ask us to do. So Lord, let us leave here better than we came, fully understanding that you are in control of all things. Lord, we praise you this morning of what you're going to do because of what you've already done. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you all for coming this morning. Be an encourager.